Hello, everyone, and welcome to the A3 Robot Industry Podcast. I'd like to welcome the listeners from all over the world, from Holland and Baltimore, Nutley, New Jersey, and Conception Bay South in Newfoundland, or like the locals call it, CBS. I'm thrilled to have David Ragar from Neuro Robotics as the CEO. As one of the pioneers in this field, David gained over 8 years of experience in developing and introducing one of the most sensitive and precise cobot series on the market. The robotics market has developed with the introduction of cobots to become one of the largest and most profitable markets in the world. The intuitive programming has reopened the industry, and everyone has a chance to participate in this multi-billion dollar market. However, no real revolution has been introduced so far. Present on the market, cobots are blind, they're deaf, they're unsusceptible and deficient. David's personal mission is to revolutionize robot technology in the shortest possible time and to reshape the robot market with new products. Furthermore, he sees an opportunity to open new markets and deployment fields through smarter cobots, which are equipped with human-like senses. David firmly believes that global problem like aging population can be solved with these new types of robots. Neuro Robotics products will be able to interact with humans just as people are used to interacting with each other. There's no complex programming or convoluted learning is required. Being a robotics advocate and visionary, David is aiming to bring robots in day-to-day chores and cover not only industrial needs, but also transform spheres like social care so people are able to focus on more social and creative tasks, adopting happier and healthier lives. David, welcome to the Robot Industry Podcast. We're happy to have you.
Hi, Jim. I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Give our audience a little bit of background about yourself and your company. I know started out in laser and servo motor design and build.
All right. So where should I start? I start just right after high school. I actually studied actually mechanical design. And so mostly in the field of casting structures. And so my first job was actually in the automotive industry, where I was able to design some motor casting parts and things like that, which was actually great. I love it, but still not something which fulfilled me. So after some time, I left actually to US for 1.5 years to do some social work, to help actually people like which are living on the streets, so homeless people, and also people which are came out of prisons, to build them up again, bring them back to life. And so my job was there as a case manager. I was also doing leading AA meetings, NA meetings. So it was a very interesting part of my life, but still something was missing, the engineering work. So that's why I decided to go back and apply for several jobs. And I got actually an amazing opportunity in Switzerland where it was a company actually where they were looking for a new field, or so they were talking about maybe 3D printing, maybe something like robotics. And I loved the opportunity because I was one of the first there, and we were actually in the beginning two, and later we were three. So we started without having any knowledge about robots, designing robots. After like a very short time, like in almost 1 year later, we had a lot of success because we designed actually a new kind of cobot with four-stalk sensors and like a very sensitive and precise one. And then also industrial robot and also like an AGV. So, and nobody was believing it because we did it like in a really crazy short time. So that's why, afterwards we had a very good reputation. And that was actually the first time I got in touch with robots. And I was spending there about 7 years in this company. And it was a great time. We did great stuff, but it was still something missing. And it was, again, the social part. So I thought a robot should be somehow smarter, should be able to do more tasks or than just putting parts into a machine or something like that. So that's why I was looking for also people which are thinking like me. And I found like 14 guys which were like also crazy about robotics. The 14 guys, the best one I know in robotics. And I took them together and we founded actually Neuro Robotics. And that's actually the the story about how we get there. And why did we found it actually? Because we saw a very big gap, first of industrial robots and cobots, and the other also really having robot as an assistant, because the last 100 years we know robots, but we still don't find them at home, or and that has a reason, and that's why, and that's what we found out actually.
Well, that's some very fascinating experiences in kind of integrating social innovation and technology. So what makes your robot different and unique?
So it's also very simple to say. Our robot is the first robot in the world which actually knows that it can distinguish like humans from other objects, right? Because so we saw actually the very big problem like in the field that it's very difficult to really put cobots into the market because there's so many safety regulations and you're not allowed to put more forces on a human, you're not allowed whatever, you're super slow and things like that. And but there's defined how much forces even you can put on a body, or but the robot until there did not even know it's a human. So this is actually the first thing we thought, okay, we have to improve. So our robot actually knows that there is a human if you're around in 3 meter reach. So the other thing is we are more accurate than any robot in the world because we have a new like technologies invented, like encoder technologies, which makes our robot much more precise than any others. So we are talking here about 6 to 10 microns precision in readability. We have like all the performance, like we are faster than any cobot in the world, like about 4 times. Then we have also the very big key is actually we are able to interact with humans in a natural way. So we can talk with our robot. We can actually gesture to our robot. We can actually like having a standard conversation with a robot, and a robot understands by looking at us, listening to us, right? Like we do actually as humans.
That's very exciting. So David, you have changed your name recently, and why is that? And I do like your new name.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we also like the old name, but actually the whole reason was one of our biggest investors is actually the Hans Group, or it's a very big known Asian company which is doing laser technologies and like is also one of the leaders in this segment. So and one of the biggest automation companies also in Asia. And once they were like also our biggest investor, so and there was for sure the wish of them to take the name of them or when they invested in us. So we did it. Actually, it was we were also proud of this name, but we thought also because our dream is actually a little bigger, so we really plan about to have one day like going public, doing something even greater, and that's why we also changed a little bit the architecture of our investors. And also we thought, okay, it's good to have a different name, or even because they are also a stock listed company, and that's why I think it's not very like it's better we have just a completely divided name from them. And we think also that Neura tells a little bit more about our company, because like something like neuronal, like something like brain or something which is smarter, and that's actually why we choose this name.
Well, thank you for that. So who is going to be your bullseye customer, especially in North America?
Yeah, our bullseye, the customers firstly, actually, we're looking right now mostly in the industrial, manufacturing field, because that's actually the known field, or that's something which is very fast. We can adapt to any kind of application, and we are like, if we can really, we are just better than any other cobots and robots, right? So it is very simple to get into these markets. But through our sensors and also AI features, what we have inside, we can actually enable new markets. So it is our future market is actually more in the segments, also in medical, also in field of like even home care. And that's actually also right now the whole concentration. So this robots which we now release are the perfect robots for industrial applications, or like manufacturing or everywhere, like pick and place, maybe like logistics and things like that, like for Amazon or whatever. Our robot is smart, has a camera, so it sees, it can do tasks very simple. But also the future, we believe actually that everybody have one time a robot in their homes even, or in everywhere. So, and that's actually our dream, and also that's what we are actually working on. It's not even a dream anymore, actually. We are very close to there because we are right now actually working on a super big project also in Asia, where we bring actually robots into kitchens. We bring them even like as massage robots in many kind of fields because of the new sensors we have. So I think right now we start there in the manufacturing zone, like in there where is actually the robot already at home, or where everybody can imagine it. And I think the field is still very big, and we should start there because it's the easiest way. But we are still working actually on the very big project to have actually like a robot in everybody's home.
And that's very exciting. And I think a lot of us have been waiting and wondering what, when and how this is going to happen. So what other next generation technologies do you see important for manufacturers, especially with regards to cobots?
You mean like with our cobot, like what's actually the next advantage or what important?
Yeah,
I have a very important part. It's actually, I think every integrator knows actually what I'm talking about when I talk about interfacing with machines, with different kind of machines. I mean, not only just like getting the robot programmed, it's also getting the robot interfacing with any kind of machines. And like humans, so if we put a human in front of a machine to put parts inside, or we would just explain it, or we would just say, okay, hey, if this door opens, or if this light turns green, or if whatever, put this part from here to there. Or, and that's actually with our robot possible again, because our robot interacts with a natural way, so you can explain it, and it does. Or, and also not just with the human, it also does with the machines. Or, so just when we explain like we do it with humans. Or, so, and then we save a lot of costs actually, and we save also a lot of time because it's much easier. So our robot has actually many ways of getting programmed, or so we can even we can talk to our robot, we can show gestures, but we can also have like a smartphone, like a very super easy user interface where we can just drag and drop and very simply, and we can also combine all of them. Or, so we have about 6 ways to get a robot programmed, and we can also use like many different ways or together.
And that's very exciting. And now your choice to your team, I assume, is in Germany. So your choice has been to design and build the robot in Germany?
Yes. So we are actually designed already all the products there. So we are releasing actually next month. So it is very soon we release the first cognitive commercialized robot. And yes, the whole design, all the prototypes, we did everything in Germany. But right now we are working actually on, that's why I'm right now also in China. We are right now working also on a production line for certain components. And so I think it will be more a mix, or things which are good to make here, like in China, we just do it in China. And also other components in which are really important to do them in Germany, we just do it in Germany. So it is, I think, we just find the best mix also. So we have also here in China, where I'm right now, so that's why I'm saying here. There is actually, we have our production managers from Germany here, and also like the whole team, like the head of software and everybody right now here to really build up the production lines for serial production, because we have really serious orders, and we have a really good high ramp up. So that's why right now we cannot do everything in Germany, because I think we cannot meet the price level we want to, because we have also a very low cost product, even it's better than others, but it's low cost, and the other side is also and the high quantities in this short time that's actually just possible here.
So you're having the same problem as a lot of manufacturers, right? It's time to market. For sure.
Yes. Yes.
And so you've got a lot of exciting things happening, and you must be even building out your team even more.
Yes, right. We are building really hard, actually. This year, we actually want to grow 150 more people. And so we are growing super fast, and we have like very high potential, because we have like all these top companies which are cooperating with us. And we will very soon release like informations about that and release products. And I think, yes, I think from robotics field, we are one of the top companies right now, for sure, for the upcoming companies. And our goal is to be the number one worldwide. And we believe we will do it in a very short time because of our products, yes, and also the amazing team we have.
David, tell me a little bit about the team that is behind Neuro Robotics.
Well, we have like the best team in the world, and I think almost everybody says that, but we really have it. We have like even the first day when we started, we started with 14 amazing engineers, the best engineers you can find actually in Europe. And yeah, we started because everybody has a dream and a vision to make robotics differently, make robotics better and bring it to the next level. And there actually we, the guys which joined the team of Neura were actually from the first day, they did not even have a contract or something, because we did not even have this the investment fix or something. It was just thinking, and we were really believing that this time we should start. So they even quit all their jobs with some top companies which they were working in because they believed in it. And they also like trusted me. And that's why, yeah, I'm super thankful for them every day. And now the whole team grown, but only mostly people like which we know already from before. So we put them all together. And I think that's also the case why we're so super blessed and successful. Even until now, we have like many little startups in our startup, or so it means we have like AI group, or and this is like the leader of it is like one of the coordinated one of the biggest AI projects in Europe, and he's like amazing, and he has like an amazing team also, and then also control or applications or for a GUI or like all these teams or hardware design, like in electrical and mechanical and whatever. And it was actually from the first day already there, and we are I can just wish for everybody like to have the same guys as me, as except our competitors.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, I wanted to thank you for coming on the podcast today. And how can people find out more about you and about your company?
So firstly, they find me actually on LinkedIn. So David Rieger. And they can also check out our website. We have an amazing website. There is coming many cool stuff in very soon. So we have already now cool videos there and stuff. But we will very soon have like a training center, like and things like that. So it's really cool, like a virtual training centers. So they can just join like our website on neura-robotics.com. And yeah, I'm happy to hear.
So, and Neura is spelled neura-robotics.com.
Right.
Excellent. Our sponsor for this episode is Ehrhardt Automation Systems. Ehrhardt builds and commissions turnkey solutions for their worldwide clients. With over 80 years of precision manufacturing, they understand the complex world of robotics, automated manufacturing, and project management, delivering world-class custom automation on time and on budget. Contact one of their sales engineers to see what Ehrhardt can build for you at info@ehrhardtautomation.com. And Ehrhardt is spelled E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T. I'd like to thank and acknowledge our partner, A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. A3 is the umbrella association for the RIA, the AIA, MCMA, and A3 Mexico. And these four associations combined represent almost 1,300 automation manufacturers, component suppliers, systems integrators, end users, research groups, and consulting firms throughout the world that are driving automation forward. I'd like to thank and recognize our partner, Painted Robot. Painted Robot builds and integrates digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO and digital social marketing, and even can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. And they're at paintedrobot.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, our email address is therobotindustrypodcast@gmail.com, or you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there.